This is Science Friday. I'm Ira Flatto. Later in the hour, dust off your binoculars for a preview of the birds you might spot during the upcoming fall migration. But first, this week, President Obama spoke at the Clean Energy Summit in Las Vegas. It is, in many ways, clean energy's time to shine, because in some places, new solar and wind deals are undercutting the price of electricity generated by natural gas. The president took note.
For decades, we've been told that it doesn't make economic sense to switch to renewable energy. Today, that's no longer true.
And as more and more people discover the price is right on renewables, they're slapping solar panels on their roofs. And if you're one of those people, give us a call, 844-724-8255, or tweet us at SciFry, because we're going to talk about solar panel installations. The result of the solar boom, some consumers are buying less energy from the power companies. And as you might imagine, some utilities are not too happy about this new development. More on that in a few minutes. But first, joining us to talk about the solar boom is David Roberts. He's a staff writer at Vox.com. He joins us from KUOW in Seattle. Welcome back, David.
Hi, Ira. Glad to be here.
Are we really seeing a revolution in rooftop solar now?
Yes, I think by any measure, the word revolution applies at this point. And it's exciting because I think we're just right on the very, very beginning of it. So it's going to be a really exciting few years. Just for perspective, the residential solar industry grew 76% in the last year in the U.S.
Wow. So what is driving this growth? Is it the economies of scale? Is it the falling price of solar?
Well, you see a lot of things come together. I mean, if you look at the graph of the growth of solar panels, right up until 2010, it's sort of this very modest rising line, and then it just starts to shoot upwards. So a couple of things happened. One is China started subsidizing the heck out of their solar panel manufacturing industry and scaling it up really sharply. So solar panels got really, really, really cheap really quickly. And this was in combination with a lot of supportive policies in the U.S., when Obama came in and the stimulus bill and otherwise.
Mm-hmm. But it's still though, solar power, rooftop solar power is still a tiny, tiny dent in overall
electricity. Total solar power provides less than 1% of U.S. electricity still. But these are at this point exponential growth numbers. So it took well over a decade to double the amount of rooftop solar prior to this year, and it's expected to double mm-hmm. again almost every year in the next few years. So we're going to see, it's going to start to make a real dent, I think, within the next 5 or 6 years.
Mm-hmm. Solar power means greener watts for the consumer, but fewer greenbacks for the power company. Can utility companies reinvent themselves for the 21st century and an era of more and more distributed power? My next guest should know. Gil Quiñones is a president and CEO of the New York Power Authority, the largest state-owned electric utility in the United States. He's here in our New York studios. Welcome.
Welcome. Thank you. Glad to be here.
Gil, you see this revolution brewing with rooftop solar, home batteries, distributed generation. What's your reaction sitting at the head of a huge company that's in the business of selling energy?
Well, it's very exciting. In New York, the growth was 300% over the past 3 years. That's more than double the growth nationwide in terms of rooftop solar. So we're really excited. You know, under Governor Cuomo's leadership, he had allocated $1 billion over the next 10 years to really spur the growth of solar here in New York.
So you're not fearful this is going to put you out of business?
No, I think utilities are going to find a way to adapt. And what utilities must do is to find a way to integrate solar so that it also benefits the operation of their grids. And I think that's what's happening in New York under our Reforming the Energy Vision regulatory overhaul. That's basically what we're doing. We're trying to find a different way for utilities to be incented and compensated in this new world.
Mm-hmm. Let me ask both you, Dave and Gil, does that mean we have to redesign the grid as we know it to handle the various different loads and sources of the power that's going to be on?
Yes. You know, utilities will have to modernize their grid so that this grid that Thomas Edison and Nikola Tesla
still
built,
around
the one-way flow grid will have to be bidirectional or even multidirectional, and utilities will have to adapt as distributed energy resources become more and more.
David, do you agree? Is that what your reporting is showing too?
Yes, and this is it's an interesting transition for the grid, and it's less about physical infrastructure at this point than intelligence and coordination, since all these what we used to call customers are now also producers. They produce energy, they store it, they can sell it when it's expensive or store it when it's cheap, and so it becomes a matter of information technology. It's a matter of keeping track of all these tiny little producers. You know, hundreds of thousands of them.
Utilities in Arizona want to charge new rooftop solar customers $21 a month to connect to the grid. It's a flat fee. And even if they generate all they need, is that sort of a fee how you imagine utilities are going to make money in the future?
Some utilities are starting to do that, which is basically increasing the fixed charge component of the bill. I don't think that's the only approach. I'm also the chair of the Electric Power Research Institute, and the EPRI is doing a lot of work in terms of really doing the proper cost-benefit framework and calculation for distributed energy resources, and I think that will inform policymakers and regulators on how to properly price and charge customers in terms of distributed energy resources.
Yeah. You're never going to get off the grid totally. You need some backup, right? I mean, Gil, you have to have backup on the grid.
That's correct. I believe the grid will exist, and in fact, the grid will be an enabler.
An enabler.
For and will foster more and more distributed energy resources. And so I agree with you.
Dave, do you find it interesting to hear how, in favor a giant power utility is? And will other states be emulating this idea?
Well, I think they'll have no choice because, utilities all over the country are fighting to put these new fees on solar homeowners because they're sort of panicking, but they're failing all over the place. I mean, Obama was just speaking in Nevada. Nevada, just Wednesday, the Public Utility Commission in Nevada ruled against the utilities, said you can't raise these fixed fees. The same thing happened in Colorado, actually, on Wednesday. So there's been something like 20-something states where utilities are trying to add these fees, and they're just they're losing everywhere. The only place they've won even a modest victory is in Arizona. So I really think that changing the model, the utility model, the regulatory model, is the only way forward for utilities.
Gildy, we're talking about solar, but is there a mix of other green energies that go into this?
Absolutely. In New York, we're looking at energy efficiency. We're looking at demand response, meaning customers being able to react to price signals. We're looking at wind, storage. So there are a multitude types of distributed energy resources that can be integrated into our power grid.
Mm-hmm. You've said that utility companies should transform themselves into distribution service platforms. In plain English, what is that? Can you give us an example? I understand there's an example in Brownsville section of Brooklyn.
Yeah. So in Brooklyn, which is growing tremendously, Con Ed was planning to build a new substation to serve the new needs in that area. And Con Edison, working with the Public Service Commission here in New York, said, well, let's try a different approach. Go to your customers and encourage them and work with them to put in distributed energy resources, energy efficiency, demand response, storage, solar, to defer and maybe even eliminate the need for investment in substation in the area.
And they responded to that?
Absolutely. They're in the middle of it. And that's the new paradigm on how this distributed energy resources can actually help utilities in the planning and in the operation of their grids.
Because if you're going to build a big power plant, you're working backwards, right? You're looking backwards instead of just building a distributed one. That's the old model. It's working. And you're encouraging them to look forward, and they're responding to it.
Absolutely. And I think the key is the big grid is still going to be there. But to design it so that the distributed energy resources will work in synchronicity with an evolving big grid is really the optimum way to serve the public.
So is your message to utilities, I mean, I'm gonna pull it crudely, adapt or die?
Well, you know, control your destiny, otherwise somebody else will.
Dave, what do you think of that?
It's worth noting that this is, unlike so many issues in U.S. politics these days, this is entirely the public loves distributed solar energy, loves it across parties, across demographics, across regions. There is absolute political unanimity on this. So utilities who have gotten very accustomed to sort of going to their state regulators and legislators and massaging them for favors are just absolutely on the wrong side of history on this, and they're just going to get bulldozed if they don't adapt quickly.
You know, I'm seeing this in Iowa in the caucuses that the Republicans are there. Years ago, they would never talk about subsidies, wind power subsidies, but wind is so big in Iowa now that even conservative Republicans are saying, oh, yeah, this is a good thing. The wind is great for this state.
One of the most interesting things going on recently is in Georgia. You know, the utility in Georgia was down on rooftop solar power, and this group of Tea Party activists got together. They're calling themselves Green Tea on behalf of distributed rooftop solar because it's absolutely in line with their values. It gives them more independence from these state-sponsored monopolies. So this is there's nowhere to hide on this politically.
Last comment quickly?
Yeah, but I think you will see more and more that utilities are actually going to embrace and adopt this because of what that trend. That trend is clear. And here in New York, I got to give credit to all the investor-owned utilities here and the public utilities here in New York. They have embraced this change, evolving with this change, right, and looking forward to it.
Great talking with you, Gil Quiñones, President and CEO of the New York Power Authority. Dave Roberts, a staff writer at Vox.com. Thank you both for joining us today.